99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
99.7 DJX, good morning, Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
So there's kind of a funny Twitter thread going around right now, and it's of Leonardo DiCaprio and Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos, you may know best as the guy who invented the Wiener rocket to send normal citizens to outer space.
Or Amazon.
Oh, well, then there's that, too. So Leonardo DiCaprio was seen, I guess, you know, chatting up Jeff Bezos and his girlfriend at, like, a party, right? And Barstool Sports had tweeted this, like, little six-second video, right? And it's innocuous. There's nothing salacious about the video. They're both wearing tuxes. Jeff Bezos' girlfriend, you know, is wearing an evening gown. And Leo is just being Leo, you know?
It's all very highbrow.
Yeah, very highbrow. Just kind of chatting it up and everything. But Barstool had posted this video that said, Leo is Mr. Steal Your Girl, right?
Oh, and that's so great.
Because Leo has a reputation.
Oh, yeah. He's been a ladies' man.
Yeah. So then Jeff Bezos kind of doubles down on this tweet. And is he threatening to kill Leonardo DiCaprio with what he posted?
It looks a little like it. So it looks a little like it.
So Jeff Bezos posts a picture reply to Barstool, right?
Uh-huh.
It's of him in some sort of woods, and he's leaning on a sign that says, danger, steep cliff, fatal drop. And then he said, hey, Leo, come over here. I want to show you something.
OMG.
So,
like, that escalated quickly.
Yeah. Is he saying, hey, Leo, I see you took a liking to my girlfriend there.
Uh-huh. You should see the way his girlfriend's kind of looking at Leo.
Well,
she is very enamored. She looks enamored.
You know, Leo's got some height on Jeff Bezos. And
Is he standing on stairs? Because
it does.
No, she steps up at the very end.
Right, exactly. But you know, Leo's got the full head of hair. Jeff Bezos is completely bald. You know, Jeff Bezos.
Hey, albeit, bald can be beautiful too.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, hair is a big thing for guys.
Big,
you know,
bank account, beautiful too. To some ladies.
Right. So, anyways, I just thought that was funny. We've tweeted it out. If you want to see it, at Ben and Kelly Show.
And the replies are pretty great, too.
Oh, yeah, they're fantastic.
Like there's Leo. It just looks like he's looking at the text with a look on his face like, what?
Well, and my favorite is, you know, the meme of Leonardo DiCaprio from Catch Me If You Can.
Uh-huh.
When he is, like, pointing at the television report of him. But anyways, uh-huh. It's a meme. And anyways, he's, like, holding a can of beer and a cigarette, and he's, like, pointing. And so the reply says, Leo, when his Amazon account stops working. And it's like,
yep.
Okay, right.
Absolutely.
So, anyways, if you want to see it, at Ben and Kelly Show. 99.7 DJX, kind of funny, as Equals is number one album from Ed Sheeran. He's kind of talking about how that song, Bad Habits, he kind of wrote by accident.
And I just said, you know what, let's just try and make something upbeat that could also be played on acoustic guitar live, basically. And yeah, it just kind of happened by accident. I wasn't expecting it to be first single.
It's like only someone as talented as Ed Sheeran could be like, oh, you know, I just messed around and made a freaking hit song.
Uh-huh. I mean,
right,
pretty
so
awesome.
All right, let's get to that feel good. It's about a pig, and it's brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
Listen. I mean, Violet, the pet pig, is the hero we needed this morning, right?
Okay.
Violet has recovered from depression and anxiety. And
I didn't
is now
know,
ready for adoption.
I didn't know. I guess I knew animals could get depressed, like cats and dogs, but I guess I didn't figure, like, other animals could, too.
Well, here's what happened. So the Animal Rescue League of Boston said it spent several months helping 4-year-old Violet grapple with her anxiety and fear-based behavioral issues. Mm. In a press release, they said, you know, Violet had been raised as a house pet, spending days, her days inside. Mm-hmm. She was consistently around people. And due to unforeseen circumstances, she ended up in the Animal Care and Adoption Center when her family could no longer care for her. So that move was a big adjustment.
Uh-huh.
So Violet no longer had the constant companionship and interaction with people that she knew and loved. She started showing signs of depression. She would charge, bark, or nip at staff members. She didn't want to be alone, but during feeding, you know, she was kind of lashing out. So they brought in a pig expert.
Okay.
And the staff learned ways to help her overcome her depression and anxiety.
Did it include cookie dough, ice cream, and Arbor Mist?
You know, they didn't say all of the tools that
okay.
they used.
All right.
Maybe not. I'm not sure if they give alcohol to pigs.
Okay.
But they gave her love.
Okay.
And taught her some cues, like a little backup cue, using positive reinforcement, so she can learn when she needs to give space, you know? Apparently, pigs are very intelligent. And so learning this cue positively altered Violet's behavior, so you can, like, teach pigs tricks, apparently. And so Violet learned some. She's doing better, and now she wants a family. So I'm just going to tweet out.
Would you look at that?
Violet the pig. Looking for a home. Pet pig. She's kind of cute, too. She's, like, really cute. Like, she should literally star in a movie. She's really cute.
Okay.
So there you go. Violet. Like the phoenix rising from the ashes. Are we seeing a theme already emerging for the show?
Well, like, you're yeah. thrusting this phoenix rising through the ashes sort
it's
of.
Triumphant. It's triumphant. Okay. Right? It's a triumphant theme for the
all
show.
Too. All right. Well, I'll let you go ahead and run with that.
Okay. All right. I'm going to tweet out.
Okay, at Ben and Kelly Show. So at this time, we always give you a setting the bar story, which is, Kelly?
Well, it's a don't do that, or we hope it doesn't happen to you, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. To Australia we go for this one, where if you can manage to make it through the day without burning a hole in your tongue from eating candy, you're doing okay.
I'm sorry, back the truck up. That's a thing? That's a possibility? What?
Well, for your 4-year-old girl in Australia, found out the hard way. When she legit burned a hole in her tongue after eating Warhead sour candies.
Oh my gosh. Did she just have it in her... Did it last that long? So literally burned a hole through... How long do you have to suck on that?
So, you know, there's like a warning label on the box, but like who reads those and who actually like... considers it a real warning, but apparently
I had no idea there was a warning.
Right. I guess they're not entirely safe for kids because of their high acidity levels. So here's the mom talking about it, the girl, and then we hear from a doctor.
Mommy, my tongue is really sore and it really hurts.
It feels like...
Oh my God. Hang on. Let's hear from her again.
It feels like skin was coming off.
Oh, poor girl.
Skin was coming off. Her little name's Willow, too. She's adorable. She's 4.
I burst into tears because I was really worried. I was never seen this before.
Crikey!
He did say that we were very lucky because the tongue is the fastest healing in the body.
Sour Warhead.
Okay, so this is the doctor kind of jumping in to talk about, like, the sour Warheads and the warning that we should probably actually read.
Sour Warhead lollies in particular can be very dangerous.
Yeah, I love how he says lollies.
They've got high levels of acid.
The lollies have a similar pH level to hydrochloric acid.
Products with this level of acid or pH can cause chemical burns to the cheeks, to the tongue. We do see a lot of trauma and we see a lot of damage that can be done to teeth and to gums from sour lollies.
I just wanted to make it aware to parents that how dangerous these lollies actually are.
Man!
Wow! Who knew there were such dangerous lollies?
Crikey!
If this is possible, why are they still on the market? I'm kind of wondering.
Well, there is a warning label.
Obviously, none of us are reading it.
Right.
Like, we're not reading it. That is, wow.
Yeah.
And if you look... And we'll, you know, tweet it out so you can see the actual, because it's kind of
blurred out in a lot of the thumbnails. That,
but
right.
Then you click on the article, you see it.
Yeah.
It's not an actual, like, hole all the way through her tongue, but,
no, but
it's like
burned a good
many
chunk.
layers of skin on the tongue. And it looks painful.
So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without burning a hole in your tongue from eating candy, You're doing okay.
Okay. So, Warheads, Raging War on Your Mouth.
Yep, there you go. That's Set in the Bar. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davey Show. We're several days out from the Astroworld Festival tragedy, and there's more and more coming out. Travis Scott has now offered to cover the funeral expenses for the 8 people who lost their lives at the festival, including the 2 children, which just crushes me, 14 and 16 years old, among a 20-year-old, two 21-year-olds, and two 23-year-olds, and a 27-year-old there at the festival.
All of it's just awful, and now there's, you know, tons of lawsuits, too.
Yeah.
He's also offering to cover the cost of therapy for a month and offering refunds.
Yeah, to all attendees of the concert, which, you know, even if you weren't, personally, in the proximity of all of that went down, you know, you saw everything, and that probably had a huge impact on you. Investigators are still trying to determine what actually caused the stampede, but, you know, I've heard every
50,000 people and a lack of security, I think.
Yeah, well, that was definitely played a role in it, and I heard, though, that there was like a security guard that got stuck with a needle that, like, caused panic, but that doesn't seem to me that one person could cause that big of a surge.
That's just, you know, it's just that many people just all trying to push toward the stage, and it just, you know, got out of control. People didn't have enough security to be able to contain it. There's so many videos out there now.
They're so heartbreaking, too.
In the crowd, yes. And just showing people, like, begging them to stop the show and for help, and kind of a lack of response for a while.
I have to think, because I've been thinking about this for a couple days, I've got to think that he didn't know, meaning Travis Scott, didn't know what was happening. Like,
that's what he said.
He saw the ambulance, but I gotta think that he didn't know that people were absolutely being crushed to death, because the concert didn't actually end for another, what was
40
it, 40 minutes,
minutes
after the ambulance got there. And Drake has now released a statement, because he was the special guest performing with Travis Scott as that was all happening, saying in part on Instagram, "I hate resorting to this platform to express an emotion as delicate as grief, but this is where I find myself. My heart is broken for the families and friends of those who lost their lives, and for anyone who is suffering. I will continue to pray for all of them and will be of service in any way I can. May God be with you all." So I know that Travis Scott is there's a lawsuit against him, Live Nation. I don't know.
There's at least 14 lawsuits now. They're really all starting to come out.
And I think Drake is even named in that lawsuit as well. So, anyways, more on that. And Post Malone has said, "You know what, Travis Scott, you don't need to come to my Vegas festival. It's cool. You can stay."
I think, well, he does, again, I think that one of the big issues here is he's got a history of this happening at his shows, and he's pretty aggressive with the way that he encourages aggressive behavior at his shows, and I think that's also a factor in this particular story.
100%. Yeah, so you can read more. We've got it posted for you, but still, just an awful story. WDJX. Sorry, so we had a pig last hour.
Uh-huh.
We have a gorilla this hour?
Yes, we do. A baby gorilla. Cleveland Metro Park Zoo announced the birth of a Western Lowland gorilla, which is the first gorilla born at that zoo in its 139-year history.
Okay.
So, yeah, you should pretty much just start your morning watching an adorable video of a baby gorilla playing with mama. That's literally all it is. It's the cutest thing ever. I mean, it's kind of like there's not a lot of audio other than, like, kind of music, but they are just so cute. I mean, the little face. And then mama's kind of like, you know, flipping them around, roll stuff, you know, and just playing with them. And it's just the most precious thing ever.
So you
should start your morning with Precious.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Tee it up at Ben and Kelly Show.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right. So you make a mistake at your job, hopefully that's the end of it, right? You know, you learn from it, you move on. Wouldn't it just be awful if your mom called a radio station to have you pranked on the air?
Oh, that would be...
Wouldn't it just be awful?
That's rubbing salt in the wound just a little.
I have no idea. This woman was really mad, though.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Oh, this feels like a little bit evil.
Yeah.
Like, on a scale of evil, how evil is this?
I mean, it's evil. Jackie's the mom. Troy's the son. He made a mistake. And guess who is calling to talk to Troy?
Oh, gosh.
It's Robert Hassenpepper. And that's coming up in your phone tab. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Well, some performers for the American Music Awards have been announced, including BTS with Megan Thee Stallion. Of course, Megan Thee Stallion jumped on the remix to their song Butter. So they will deliver the TV world premiere performance of that song during the American Music Awards, which will be kind of cool. Bad Bunny going to be doing his very first performance of his song Lo Siento. And then Olivia Rodrigo, she leads all nominees for the American Music Awards, 7, including Artist of the Year. I mean, she's, I think, had a pretty good year this year, yeah?
She has inundated your ear holes incessantly.
She has had a pretty good year, yes.
And we had something to do with that.
So I would like to, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and pat ourselves on the back.
Yep, I think she needs to send some of those our way, because we played the crap out of them.
At least, you know, send us some flowers or chocolates or something.
Something. Chocolates.
So yes. She will be performing and taking the stage for the first ever American Music Awards performance. So that'll be November 21st, ABC, and it'll also stream on Hulu there. Balloting, you can, remember, this is like a fan-voted award show, so you can vote. We've got the link, WDJX.com. So you make a mistake at work. I mean, that's a commonplace around these parts.
Are you referring to all the times that you wreck the station vehicles?
Well, no. I'm talking just on an everyday basis.
Like,
we will make mistakes at work. You know, you feel bad, you move on. Maybe you're in the service industry and, oh, gosh, you know, you spill some of the patrons' food on their lap. Oh, my gosh, you know.
Let's hope that you're not a pilot or a brain surgeon, though, when you're making a mistake at work.
That's, yeah.
It's the two. We need you to be real good.
Yeah, it's awful. You make amends, you move on, right?
Sure.
Well, what if afterwards your mom contacts a radio show to call and mess with you?
That's just so wrong.
Wow. Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Well, Jackie is our evil mom. She said my son, Troy, is a waiter at a local restaurant, made a big mistake with a customer the other night.
Oh no.
He was serving a young man, an older woman, and told the woman, "It's nice to see you taking your son out for dinner."
Well, that's not bad.
Well, it turns out that young man was not her son. It was her boyfriend. And the woman was mad.
Okay.
LOL. Troy was so embarrassed, he apologized over and over. He had his manager come over and apologize. He gave them their meals for free.
Mm-hmm.
But the woman was still insulted. He still feels bad about it. Wouldn't this make the perfect phone tap?
Yeah, so Robert Hassenpepper has to call from district offices to, you know, follow up on this situation with poor Troy. Here's your
phone. The cringe factor's real high.
Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello?
Hi, is this Troy?
Yes, it is. Who's this?
Hi, Troy. Robert Hassenpepper. I'm the district manager in this area.
Oh, hello there.
The reason I'm calling is to follow up on an incident that happened on your shift at the restaurant the other night.
I think I know what this is about. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, and as I understand it, from the incident, you identified a female patron as the mother of her dining companion when she was actually his much older girlfriend.
Yeah, I did. I feel terrible about it. She must have been at least 20 years older than him, and so I really thought he was her son. Am I in trouble?
Well, Troy, I don't think so. I just need to fill out some corporate paperwork on the incident.
Well, I hope you include that I apologize to her on behalf of the company.
Well, I'm sure I will include that. Now, as for this incident, did you say anything else that this woman might have found insulting, like any other comments about her age or anything?
No, I would never do that.
Well, sometimes we do it without realizing it, you understand, Troy? Did you speak a little extra loud and slow so that she could understand you?
No.
Did you mention our early bird specials or our senior discount?
No, I'm sure I didn't.
Okay, so the only insulting thing was calling her this guy's mom when she was actually a cougar. Is that what they say? Is that right, Troy?
Well, I would never use that term, sir.
No, come on, Troy. You know what I'm talking about, right? A cougar? Rawr, a hot older woman with a young stud?
Look, sir, I feel real bad about what, you know, what I said to the woman, and I really hope it doesn't affect my employment at the restaurant.
Oh, I think it's okay, Troy. The company makes me follow up on these incidents, but between you and me, I think it's kind of funny.
Well, it wasn't funny at the time. I felt really bad.
Hey, do you think that woman was planning to pick up the check? Was she like this young man's sugar mama, Troy?
I have no idea. This woman was really mad, though.
Oh, an angry cougar. Rawr, bad kitty. Oh, I like that. How'd she look, Troy? Classic cougar appearance, heavy makeup, short skirt, low-cut top, all that?
I really don't remember. I made an honest mistake and thought she was his mom.
Did he call her mother? Sometimes these women like that, you know. Call me mommy.
Are these questions really on your incident form?
Well, no. It's just a special interest I have, I guess.
Okay.
I'd like to get a few more details from you about this woman.
No.
How she looked. Maybe I could check the security camera tapes from that night and get a look at her.
OMG.
Really?
No. Not really. Hey, Troy, it's Ben Davis from 99.7 DJX.
Oh, my God. God, you guys! you guys really had me scared there.
Yeah, your mom. Oh. Your mom set this whole thing up. Yeah, blame your mom.
Oh, I'm definitely going to. Oh my gosh, that is. Oh my gosh, I was so nervous.
Oh, sorry, wow. Troy. The cringe factor 25 out of 10. I did. Wow.
You know, cougar's special interest of mine.
OMG, Robert.
That was your phone tap. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Is this true what I'm seeing about James Corden? There's a petition to keep him out of the musical Wicked.
Yep, and it's got over 62,000 signatures at last check.
So wait. It's now, to be fair, it's a movie adaptation, yes, of the musical, yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I think their big beef with him is that he seems to have popped up in most of the movie musicals as of late. Like, in the past several years, he's gotten a role in nearly every big budget musical movie. Like, yes, he was in Cats, played Buster for Jones. Mm-hmm. He played Baker in 2014's Into the Woods.
Okay.
Barry Glickman in The Prom, okay, in 2020.
All right.
And then he even played a mouse named James in this year's Cinderella adaptation.
Oh.
So I think they are just musical movie James Cordoned out.
Maybe they're wanting it to actually be good and survive, because I feel like none of those were really big at the box office.
No, they didn't really do well at all. And the only one of those I've seen is Into the Woods, which is really long. And it had a ton of stars in it, but it just wasn't good.
Is James Corden in talks to be in Wicked?
Don't know.
The movie?
Okay. But I think they're trying to nip it in the bud.
They're like, no.
With this petition.
Keep him out.
So far, the only two roles that have been cast is Elphaba and Glinda.
Okay. And then, Glinda was Ariana Grande, right?
Right. Okay. And Cynthia Erivo is,
Cuffing season. Is this a real thing? Like, there can't be anyone listening who's actually in a relationship right now with the idea that it's temporary, right?
Well, I don't think anybody really goes into starting to date someone going, okay, I'm going to give this a good like 3 months and I'm out.
So real quick refresher, a cuffing season typically starts October, November, and couples, you know, they pair off for a few months, aka cuffing, before ending their relationship in the spring. But I want to know, has anyone actually had a successful cuffing relationship? And maybe like it started as just like a temporary thing. You're like, yeah, you know, this is just going to be a short-term thing, and then turned into something more. Because I've got to imagine that this is probably the last week to meet someone if you want to actually take them to Thanksgiving dinner, right?
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's quick.
That's a pretty quick turnaround.
Really quick. And I'll tell you, I went to Thanksgiving dinner with my now husband about 3 weeks into dating him because, A, I had to stay here. I couldn't go home for the holidays. And so I think part of it was feeling bad that I was going to be by myself.
Yeah.
And like, hey, come with me.
Right.
But, you know, that early in the relationship, it could have been a little awkward. They're all lovely. So.
Well, obviously. Obviously it worked out. Right.
It worked out.
I started dating my wife end of September. And I honestly, I cannot remember if I went to Thanksgiving with her family.
It's a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. I don't remember. So anyways, Allison messaged us on Facebook. And she said, you asked for people to admit they were in a cuffing relationship. Please don't say my name.
Oops. God, you should really think about reading these before the show.
I should proofread.
Oh, my God. We're going to call her Lauren.
Yeah, all right. Let's start over.
Just draw a line through that. Write Lauren.
Lauren. Messaged us on Facebook. Wink. You asked for people to admit they were in a cuffing relationship. Please don't say my name. Don't worry about that.
Nope. Wouldn't do it.
Never. But I'm currently in one. I broke up with my boyfriend of 3 years earlier this summer and loved the holidays, but didn't want to be alone. So I found a pretty boy to hang out with through the winter.
Nice.
He's very fun to look at. And have on my arm.
Oh, wait a second. You said he's very fun to look at.
He's very fun to look at and have on my arm, but he's not much in the way of conversation.
Oh, dang.
So just a short-term thing for me. Anyway, love your show. And again, don't say my name. Don't worry about
she
that.
She said it a couple of times.
We never would. Never would. That may be a shorter term relationship than maybe you think after today. Who knows? All right. So anyways, I would love to hear if you are in one or would admit that you are in one. Yasmin, stop. She's texting us right now, crying, laughing emoji. I'm dying. Listen. I don't necessarily proofread everything I go on the air with, all right?
Weren't we just talking about making mistakes at work? Weren't we just talking about that in the phone tap? We were,
I'm so sorry, Allison.
Stop saying it! Stop saying it, she's Lauren!
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We're talking about cuffing season a few minutes ago. Wondering if it was a real thing. Can't be anybody listening who's actually in a relationship with the idea that it's just temporary thing through the, you know, winter months, right? Got a message from a listener on Facebook who shall
remain nameless.
Will never say her name ever. She asked for us to keep her anonymous, and we did. And just said, hey, she's in one right now, kind of found a pretty boy to hang out with, but not much of a conversationalist, so thinks it's just going to be temporary, right?
I mean, they could just fall in love. Maybe he'll surprise her. Who knows?
But we've got a success story. Jasmine?
Hello?
Hi there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this the Mike and Kelly show?
This is the Ben and Kelly show. Oh, I appreciate you.
I'm sorry. I said Mike. I'm so sorry. So I just like to
Jasmine, who's Mike? Is Mike another man? Are you seeing another man, Jasmine?
No, I'm not. Listen, you guys said something about cuffing season.
Yeah.
There was a Jasmine that just did, which is so crazy. My name is Jasmine, and so I have a situation.
Okay.
So my current fiance, should I say, we have been together for 8 years, so
previously 8 years, I was in a relationship with Mike. And we just decided to take a break. And that's when I had met my fiance during cuffing season. So
was the intention just a, hey, I just need a quick fling through the wintertime, someone to just keep companionship with type of thing?
Yeah, it was actually the holidays, and then my birthday is in January. So I was kind of like just trying to hook up, hit it, let it go.
Yeah, I got you.
But it turned into something way more than what it is. So I just, advise people, don't be scared of cuffing season because you might find your husband.
Okay.
So it all worked out for me. So I hope it worked out for you or whatever her name is. I'm sorry.
No, we're not saying her name. She asked me not to, she asked me not to say her name.
We got the same name, kind of, so it all works out.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well,
yeah, don't be scared, girl. It's okay.
All right, Jasmine, I appreciate you. Thank you for sharing your story.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
See? You could end up in love.
Yes.
I'm just saying. Don't go in with the mindset that it's just going to be temporary. Just go in with the mindset of let's see what happens.
Yeah, Jasmine's just like, look, don't be afraid of cuffing season. Just go in, let your heart decide if it's going to be temporary or not.
Exactly.
Do this every hour, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly Kay.
So this isn't really like a warm, fuzzy, cute, feel good. This is an OMG. Thank the good Lord this happened.
Mm.
Pastor Ezekiel in Nashville, leading the congregation in prayer, a man walked to the front and pointed a gun at the congregation.
Oh, jeez.
And without hesitation, Pastor Ezekiel immediately tackled him to the ground, got the gun away with the help of some other parishioners. He was arrested. Nobody was hurt.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Just, instantly without thinking, he leaped into action and saved everybody's life. He told reporters, I would say that God used me.
Wow.
Yeah. Incredible story. It's been getting a lot of attention in the news. You can see it. We've tweeted it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah. Thank goodness for him. There you go. Feel good every hour, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
We have been talking a lot about weddings on the show recently. A lot
we
with
have.
Group therapy, just because they are one of the single most stressful things that you will ever participate in or have to, manage.
There's a lot of things, components involved in that day. One of which being, guest list.
Uh-huh.
And if it's going to be like a kid-free, pet-free ceremony. A lot of people choose that.
I've never heard of, leave your pets at home. I've never heard of the opposite, where it's like, bring your animals.
I don't think people nearly on a broad scale have to mention pets.
Yeah.
But in this particular situation, this has to do with the bride's sister.
Yeah, for sure. And denying something the sister wants to bring. So we once again find ourselves thrust in the middle of wedding planning with a little group therapy. Am I the jerk situation coming up?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right. So to describe what group therapy is, it's, a place where you can send us messages. We'll toss it out to our listening audience and try to get you some resolution from people who don't have a dog in the fight,
Yeah. Unbiased advice.
Yeah. And I said that specifically for this reason, where this bride is just wondering, is she the jerk?
Yeah, so this was posted on Reddit and thought it was pretty interesting. A bride and her fiance been together for 5 years. Now they're planning their wedding. And she said, when planning, we decided on a child and pet-free-ish wedding.
Mm-hmm.
She said, my sister, who's 21, has a psychiatrist service dog for bipolar and depression.
Okay.
She's got this dog a little over a year ago. It's a golden retriever. Well, my fiance was attacked by a golden retriever when he was 11.
What?
It wasn't physically severe, but it did affect him mentally, and he had to go to therapy to be comfortable around dogs again.
Okay.
He's fine now around all dogs but golden retrievers.
Okay.
He stays away from them in public, but when he comes near one, it can cause legitimate panic.
Mm.
Now, my fiance has met her sister's dog, but it was a traumatic experience. She said, my sister secretly brought the dog and kept holding the dog toward him and wouldn't let him leave, resulted in a panic attack.
Okay.
So when telling my family about the wedding, my sister started talking about how she was going to buy this bow tie for a dog to wear at the wedding. We were at our house. Her dog wasn't there. My fiance brought up his discomfort. I backed him up, telling her that her service dog could not come. So she is now wanting to know if she was in the wrong for not allowing her sister to bring her service dog to the wedding. And, you know, her parents are taking the sister's side and even kind of threatening not to come if the bride doesn't allow the service dog. All of the, like, most of I would say, I didn't read all of them, but most of the commenters were talking about, I mean, the groom's comfort has to come before your sister's.
Well, I can't get over the fact that it was a golden retriever. Like, what did they do? Lick him? And he just thought that they were attacking him? Like, I don't know.
No, they're not known as aggressive breeds.
They're a very docile breed of dog. But, I mean, I can understand, though, the anxiety around dogs, especially if maybe you're not a dog person and you had an experience with a dog when you were younger, and now it's just like, you know.
Well, yeah,
and
that's then exactly what happened here. And so then he does okay around other dogs, just not golden retrievers.
And then especially if the sister kind of played a mean, you know, was kind of mean about the whole thing, where she was almost forcing him to like her dog by forcing it upon him, causing a panic attack. So,
It ended badly. So, okay. I mean, you know, she's kind of caught between a rock and a hard place. I mean, obviously she doesn't want to, you know, make her sister and her parents upset, but she also does not want her groom super stressed out and having a panic attack on their wedding day.
All right. So what do you think? 502-571-9970. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So group therapy, she just kind of wants to know, the bride, if she's the jerk for not wanting her or allowing her sister's service dog at a wedding. It's a psychiatrist service dog for bipolar and depression, but her fiance is terrified of that breed. It's a golden retriever, thanks to being attacked when he was a little kid. So it's like, you know, she a jerk? Like, how does she navigate this whole thing?
This is such a tough situation to be in. Mm-hmm. A lot of people chiming in on Facebook. Hannah said, there's a difference in a trained service dog and an emotional support dog. You can get a trained and certified service animal for behavioral needs, but they're a lot of money. Having an emotional support animal that you've trained to recognize your stressors is totally different. That being said, maybe it was picking up on his anxiety and the situation was misinterpreted. The sister with the animal has plenty of time to prepare and get accommodations lined up with the providers to get, you know, other options for that day, as well as to try to come up with a plan to have the dog available if needed.
Okay. So, Terry, your quick thought?
I'm kind of mean, but I think her fiance is a little bit of a sissy. That's just my comment. Sorry.
Oh, okay, so you're saying, you know what, no big deal, have the sister bring the emotional support dog.
I do believe so, yes. All right. An emotional support dog. Yes, let her bring it.
Okay. Thank you, Terry.
All right. Thanks. Have a great day.
Hey, Brandy. So what's your take on this?
So my husband and I both just heard the situation, and we're avid dog lovers anyway, so we really just felt like something is fishy about the story and the amount of panic with this fiance anyway, and that, yes, we do kind of feel like the bride-to-be is being absolutely ridiculous. This is her sister. She knows her sister has this dog and why she has this service dog, who, by the way, is trained for these things.
Right.
So I'm totally with the parents and totally with the sister on this one.
Okay. Brandy, I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Hey, Debbie, so what is your thought?
I'd say use dog safe hair dye and change the look of the dog completely and make it a long haired lab, basically.
So, no. This isn't a golden retriever. This is a black lab.
Exactly. Or a brown lab, for that matter. They're usually the long-haired ones.
Oh, okay. Debbie, perfect solution. I don't see anything that could go wrong.
I'm saying.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Emily. So what is your advice?
So I actually had a similar situation when I was getting married. My brother-in-law's girlfriend had a service dog that she had trained herself. It was an ESA, emotional support animal. Uh-huh. And she had talked about wanting to bring it to the wedding, and I was really not comfortable with that because it was still so young.
Yeah.
I was like, what if it pees on something, you know, what if it gets into something? It's, what if it's not as well trained as she thinks it is? And with this bride situation, I mean, it's really uncomfortable to have those conversations with family members. But at the same time, if it's something like bipolar disorder or depression, this dog is probably doing something like deep pressure therapy where it just like leans on the person or like lays on them. If they feel uncomfortable, and like there are things like medication that can help that for like a one-time event. You know, this isn't something for like seizures or like diabetic shock.
So are you saying leave the dog at home, or what are you saying?
Yeah, leave the dog at home, because sister probably, if she does have a service animal for bipolar depression, she's probably on some kind of medication to help with those symptoms as well. And this is a one-day event that is going to go on for maybe 4 or 5 hours.
All right. Thank you, Emma.
And, you know, Laura Ann on Facebook said, oh, man, this is tough. I wouldn't say anyone is a jerk in this situation. Both suffer from issues and deserve to be respected for it. As far as the wedding goes, it is their day. They're paying for it. If the groom suffers from a legitimate fear of animals, he shouldn't have to be uncomfortable at his own wedding.
Mm-hmm.
As for the sister, I don't know much about service emotional support animals for bipolar and depression. However, is there a way she can do without the dog and bring a close friend she feels safe with in case she starts to need support? Yeah. I would think the joy of seeing her sister being married would outweigh a little of the anxiety. But again, I don't know what triggers she suffers from. But if she's been places without her dog, like, you know, she goes to her sister's house without the dog and is fine, and then seemingly mocked her future brother-in-law with her dog, she should attend without it. And hopefully there's some sort of compromise where everyone can enjoy the day.
Yeah, I think I would have been on board with the sister bringing the dog as an emotional support and saying, look, you know, this is needed. If she hadn't like tormented the fiance with the dog earlier.
Yeah, the meet and greet didn't go well.
Yeah.
And I think that could have really, you know, helped out, because like you said, service animals are specially trained.
100%.
So this, yeah. And if he could have had an opportunity to feel more comfortable with this particular dog, I think it could have been a different situation, but sister kind of mishandled it. So here we are.
Yep. So yeah, leave the dog at home. Bring the sister, leave the dog at home. That's what I'd say. All right. If you've got a situation that you need us to work out for you, we'd love to tell our opinions. At Ben and Kelly, space toilets. So we had a group of scientists, astronauts, up at the International Space Station since April, right?
Uh-huh.
And they are back on Earth, but we learned something that had been plaguing them their entire trip. From ABC7, this is astronaut Megan MacArthur describing the situation they were in.
And of course that's suboptimal, but
maybe I should say they had a broken space toilet.
And of course that's suboptimal, but we are prepared to manage that in the time that we're on board Dragon on the way home. And you know, spaceflight is full of lots of little challenges. This is just one more that we'll encounter.
Okay. So,
did she say suboptimal?
Yeah.
Is that a new term? That is a really delicate way of saying, yeah, that sucked.
Right, exactly, exactly. But listen to what else from ABC7.
Positive attitude right there. What else can you do, right? The astronauts have been up there since April and have had to deal with that toilet leaking and a pool of urine in the capsule as well.
What? Did you just hear what he said?
No. Pool of urine in the capsule?
Yes.
No. Oh, no.
I mean, there's no gravity, so it just kind of floats,
just
right?
Floating around you?
Oh, my gosh.
And they're not in their spacesuits the entire time.
No.
Like, when they're floating around, like, they don't have helmets on. So you just, are you just dodging droplets of floating pee?
Yeah, I bet astronaut MacArthur has this to say about that, too.
Of course, that's suboptimal.
That's suboptimal, yeah. That's not ideal.
Definitely.
It's not an ideal situation.
Not an ideal situation there. So,
wow.
There you go. We need a better...
She handled that very well.
We need better space toilets for these guys, all right?
You know what? And that, I'm going to add that to list of reasons why I'm not an astronaut.
We don't need space toilets breaking, all right? We don't need...
Nope.
Droplets of your own waste floating around, you gotta dodge.
How nightmarish since April?
Right.
Oh, no, sir.
Yeah, right, Megan?
And, of course, that's suboptimal.
That is suboptimal.
Definitely suboptimal. All right, there you go. Setting the bar, it's always an example what not to do, okay?
Yeah, we just, you know, hope you can avoid this situation. Doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, and listen, every single one of these that we feature, no one ever dies. Let me just go ahead and say that, okay?
No, because we do need to giggle.
Yeah, situation. And exactly. And there's nothing funny about death, but you know, sometimes there are injuries, and this is the case here, all right? So if you can manage to make it through the day without letting your dumb dog pick a fight with another dumb dog, causing you to get in a fight, then you're doing okay.
Oh, man. So something happened at the dog park? What happened?
No, not the dog park necessarily. It was straddling the Motel 6 and the Econo Lodge.
I'm sorry. What?
So what is the slogan for Motel 6?
We'll leave the light on. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Yeah. I don't think it's our guests will stab you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So this guy staying at a Motel 6 in Missouri took his dog for a walk on Saturday, right? So a guy that was staying at the Econo Lodge next door also was out walking his dog. There was a chain link fence. The dogs, they started barking at each other. Hey, you get away from me. And the other dog was like, hey, you get away from me. And
hey, this is my lawn. This is my lawn.
Hey, I saw this fence first.
Yes.
And so then the dogs got into it. Then their owners were like, they got into it. And then,
so the owners are just like each of them taking offense to their dog attacking.
100% from KOLR.
The dog's owners. Two men were walking their pets on opposite sides of a fence between the motels.
Uh-huh.
The animals began barking and fighting through a hole in that fence, and that led to an altercation between those owners.
Okay.
Investigators say one of the men who was staying at the Econo Lodge stabbed the other guy who was staying at Motel 6.
Like, that escalated quickly?
Yeah, it did. Oh, can't you just be like, oh, come here, Fido, and then you take the, because I'm assuming they're on a leash, you guide them in the other direction, and you walk away.
Yeah, there are ways to approach this situation. That was not the appropriate way to approach that situation.
We don't stab people, period.
Luckily, he'll be okay.
That's good news. Oh, my God.
Oh, again.
Oh, wow.
You can manage to make it through the day without letting your dog pick a fight with another dog, causing you to get in a fight. Then you're doing okay.
But if it does, you just gently tug on the leash and say, come here, Fluffy. Let's go this way.
Come here, Fluffy.
And you walk away.
You
walk away. And you pick up poo.
Yes.
Also a PSA.
Two lessons to learn from this.
Absolutely.
Okay, so there you go. That's 7 DJX. I think one of the most surprising things from group therapy this morning, Am I a Jerk, is how many people said to the bride, yeah, you are a jerk. And
yeah, a lot of people did, like, way more than I thought. I thought, like, because most, if not 100% of the commenters on Reddit were all on Team Bride. Mm-hmm. So I was really surprised that so many people were attacking the groom
for having a fear.
He has a fear of golden retrievers from a traumatic event that happened when he was a kid.
Yeah, and I'm trying my hardest to wrap my brain around what could have happened, because golden retrievers are such docile animals, and they're typically, any dog, if injured or provoked enough, can be dangerous, but.
Exactly, and I will say, case in point, many, many, many moons ago, my boyfriend had found a Shih Tzu.
Mm-hmm.
Little dog. I grew up with a Shih Tzu. That's the breed that I grew up with.
Yeah.
Found one in the park, was badly, like, had the hair was matted, looked like, severely neglected, maybe abused. Brought it home. This dog hated me from the get-go. Like, I must have had some sort of traumatic event with a woman, because all females could not touch this dog. Like, she bit me repeatedly, made me bleed. Like, I couldn't, we had to give her away after 8 months because, like, this dog hated me with a passion. So maybe it was that kind of a situation.
Maybe. Yeah, I was going to ask, did the dog drive a wedge between you guys?
It came down to it's the dog or me.
Oh, okay.
We could not coexist in the same space.
Yeah. Wow.
Like, it was really, like, I was kind of afraid of the dog.
Uh-huh.
And this is a little tiny dog.
Sure.
Like, it's a little Shih Tzu, for crying out loud. And this thing would take chunks out of my skin and make me bleed, put holes in my hand. Like, it was a really aggressive dog.
So, yeah, you can see what a lot of people wrote and then even hear a lot of the calls that we took from, you know, people with the opposite opinion there. So, at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook or WDGX.com, click listen. Okay. Anything else?
No, I think that's it.
We covered it all?
We've covered it all. We've done all we can do. There's lots that happened on the show. So, yeah, like I said, unpack it all in the podcast. It'll be up in just a little bit.
All right, there you go. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode. Brand new episode.